Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today is April 24, 2015, and once again, we have an exciting show this afternoon, as unfortunately, our scheduled guest, Ms. Padine, is unavailable to be with us today as she had a medical emergency, so she will not be with us, but we are rescheduling her for next week, Friday, so make sure you tune in. But today, we're going to be talking about speakers. Speakers, how can you get your voice heard? As I believe everyone has a message to share. Everyone has a story that needs to impact the world. So today we're going to be talking about how to find your voice and what is it? What does it take to be a speaker? And do you really have it in you to be a speaker? Well, a little bit about me before we begin is that I, by profession, am a registered nurse health educator. And I did seminary for 2.5 years, originally a native of South Florida, which I'm actually at the beach because I attempted to do some work today. But nothing was cooperating with me, so I said today will be a day when I take a mental break and get ready for my Toastmasters competition this evening. So I am actually looking at the ocean, and hopefully this will clear my mind in order to get ready for tonight. As by currently, I am my occupation is that I'm a life and business coach, author, and speaker, and I'm a radio host, of course, of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. And really, my niche in the coaching world is with speakers and startup businesses. But today, we'll just be focusing on speakers because I truly have a burning desire and passion to really help people to realize that they have the ability to become a public speaker. Yesterday, I released my promo video for a spring promotion, which we'll talk about later in the show. And really, I just had an urgency to tell people out there who has a story to tell, who wants to speak, but so many things are stopping them. They're afraid. Maybe they think they're not worthy to speak. Maybe they don't think their story is powerful or to make it significant enough to share. Or maybe their fear of public speaking, which by all the fears in the world, all the phobias in the world, the number one is public speaking. But in actuality, speak every day, whether you do it at work, whether you speak with your family or with strangers. You're public speaking every day. So there should be no fear in public speaking, but I guess what the fear is standing in front of a group of people, an audience. Well, there's many tricks in how people get over that fear as they're speaking on the stage, but we'll also talk about that later. And really, I just want to share my journey and how I became a public speaker and how I built up the courage and the bravery to be transparent with my story as well as to get on stage and share that story with others. Growing up, I was always having speaking abilities through my family members being politically active and religious environment as well. And so I've always had an opportunity to voice my opinion, so to speak. Especially I was that talkative one, and all my back in elementary school, my professors or my teachers would say, she's a great student, but boy, does she love to talk. Well, I guess now it's working for me. I used to call myself Little Oprah growing up. And so I was never afraid of speaking in front of people. I always, you know, was one that would walk up to strangers, as my parents would tell me when I was younger, complete strangers, and just say, hi, how are you doing, and spark a conversation with them. So I was not shy at all, very extreme extrovert on so many different levels, but over the years, I've kind of mellowed out and balanced myself, so I'm not as an extreme extrovert as I used to be, so I'm getting in touch with my introvert side. But in having said that, speaking all my life, not as a professional speaker, but just vocal, being opinionated and being someone who is not shy, is a different experience from actually being a public speaker. So when I was building my business back in 2012 and 2013, when I was doing research, I initially just wanted to have a speakers bureau. I wanted a speakers agency where I would help promote other speakers, help them to get their story out there, help them to get that platform. But as I was doing my business plan and doing my due diligence and understanding the process of what it is to be a real business owner in the public speaking sector, I was already an entrepreneur growing up. I believe my entrepreneurship started off selling Girl Scout cookies, even though I ate most of them and then we had to pay the money back. As well as in middle school, high school, I would sell drinks and candy because I was always one of those that was an entrepreneur. I always wanted to find a way how I can be a problem solver. So many of my colleagues, my classmates would say they're thirsty or they wanted candy, but usually that time of the concession was only open during the lunch hour. So after lunch and before lunch, there was no opportunity for the students to get candy and drink. So, hey, I was like, well, I can get access to those things, so let me go ahead and sell them. Then growing up, I became a registered nurse, and I was an independent contractor for many, many years prior to the economic crash. And so I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. Besides being exposed to entrepreneurs on various levels. So I've always had that entrepreneur spirit in me, wanting to find out how can I improve a product or service, or how can I actually introduce a new product or service. So in having said that, as I became an entrepreneur, I wanted to say this time around, as I'm stepping into an industry or a profession or a space that I'm not familiar with, I need to educate myself as much as possible. And that is definitely the first step in being an entrepreneur, being a successful entrepreneur. You can have the passion or drive and to get into industry, but if you do not educate yourself on the process, then you're actually doing yourself a disservice. So I took about a year and a half to educate myself on what it is to have a public speaking industry, to be in the public speaking industry, to be an entrepreneur, to really set my foundation solid, that I'd be able to pilot various programs as well as pilot a company that will one day will be a multi-million dollar industry. And so in that process, I was doing my research, I was building my business plan, I was looking at my competitors and other different companies. But one thing that came to mind, and I believe was God telling me that, you know, you have your business structure all wrong. Well, not all wrong completely, but there was a missing piece to that business structure. So as I was looking at different competitors, a lot of them were the speaker themselves. So their company was named after them. So I said, okay, something is not adding up here. All the people that I consider my competitors were actually branding themselves as a speaker. So I said, okay, maybe something needs to shift. And then one day God told me, he said, you know what? It's not about you helping other people to share the story. It's about you helping yourself to share your story. And I said, wow, I don't want to share my story. I've been through a lot in life from childhood. And it's one of those things when you've been through a lot of trauma, a lot of pain and suffering, you don't want to think about it at all. You kind of not even put it under the rug. You actually throw it out into the ocean, and hopefully it will never come back ashore. So that's what I try to do with my traumatic past experiences, especially as a childhood. And I said, you know, God, I really don't want to share my story. You know, I have an image to uphold. I've come thus far. I was very successful in my 20s. Despite the economic crash, I've always been optimistic. I've always been a go-getter. I've always been someone who, you know, was in the process of getting their things together, or always had my things together. And I was like, God, you know, that really messed up my whole persona. But then as a believer, and for many other believers out there, when God tells you to share something or do something, you really have no choice. So little by little, I found myself dropping small seeds of my story to people. And after I was shared, I'd be like, I didn't expect to say that. Or I can't believe that came out of my mouth. And it was something in my spirit that said, you have a story to share that will impact the world, because there's many people coming from pain and suffering. But unfortunately, when people have a lot of pain and suffering in their lives, they do two things. They either live with that pain and suffering as a crutch, or they try to suppress it and realize the more they suppress it, the more pain and suffering they're causing. Because as I was doing my research, understanding psychology and nursing and holistic approach about pain and suffering and overcoming traumatic experiences, one thing that I came across in the research said that whoever has done that pain to you and you continue to hold it in, you're actually doing more of the pain and suffering to yourself, because it's like a toxic thing in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. It's like cancer, and it rots away when you don't share. It rots the inside of you. It rots the hold your dreams and hopes. It makes everything dark, because you have suppressed whatever that pain or suffering is. And unfortunately, it will manifest itself. It won't stay dormant long. And so when I realized that all that I've been through as a child, I was molested for the first time, and having a quarter-life crisis during the economic crash, I said, for 5 years, I've lived in my pain and suffering. I had the biggest pity party of life, and I was the only person at this pity party. And one day I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I will not pity myself any longer. Because if I'm truly a child of God, despite I didn't agree with how things were going on in my life or how my life had planned out to be, because I had a 5, 10, 15, 20-year plan, and I was going to be retired and successful by the time I was in my mid-30s. And I said, you know what? It didn't work out that way. And if I really believe who God is, and I really trust him in his word, and I really know that he cares for me, and I value him because all that I've been through, my relationship with God has gotten so deep and so strong that I'm not going in the basis of testimony of the saints that I read in the early biblical times. It's not about the stories of my family members who had strong faith. It was my story. It was my testimony. It was my witness to say that God has taken me through all these things, not to kill me, not to punish me, because for many years I thought I was being punished. He said, I want to build you up to a place that you will never be broken again. And I say that in the spiritual sense. And after going through that experience, I said, okay, God, if you want me to be the speaker and you want me to go on stage and share my story, you're going to have to help me process this because I've been through a lot. I don't want to share everything, and I don't want to relive that pain and suffering. But recently, as I had various to write my story out, which has actually helped me to heal more than sharing my story, because for me personally, writing my story has helped me to reconnect mentally, emotionally with the torture that I've been through, but not to allow it to affect me in a negative way, but to build maturity, to build courage, and to build strength. And so that's when Faith Delik LLC began in 2014. And that was where my journey began in becoming a public speaker. My first speaking engagement was for People Helping People, which is a financial organization, industry, a company that provides financial services. And they're nationwide. It's very trendy, up-and-coming organization that has been around for many years. And I was asked to speak at one of their biannual women's events. And I had the opportunity to share the stage with a national recognized speaker. And I talked about how women need to be entrepreneurs, how women have so much to give as entrepreneurs, as business people, but yet they face so many different roles and they lose themselves in their process. So as I continued my journey becoming a public speaker, the more I kept seeing myself and the stories that I did not want to share. Every time that I had an opportunity to speak, whether it was on the radio, being interviewed, being asked to speak at different events, or even just meeting people as I go about my daily business, I started to see a reflection of who I was in certain people. And it really hurt me because I was saddened by some of the people that I came across that had goals and dreams, and they never lived it out because of fear. They never lived it out because of pain and suffering. And I said, wow, that's how I used to be. And thank God, God released me from those chains and God released me from that yoke. And I said, I need to do the same. And so that's how I found courage and passion and an ability to be transparent, because I realized it's not about me. Because every time I shared my story with someone, whether it was on stage or face to face, someone was impacted. Someone's life was changed. And I remember there was one time this woman came up to me after speaking at a speaking engagement, and she was in tears. She was so broken, and she said, I needed to hear your story. And then she shared her situation with me, and I said, wow. As much as I was holding my testimony, as much as I was holding my pain and suffering for myself, it was not for me. It was actually a gift, a blessing in disguise. Because every time I share that opportunity with someone, it helped me to help them, to help themselves. And that's why I truly believe the power of a speaker. When you're able to share your story, no matter what you've been through, I don't care if you were abused, I don't care if you've been through the pits of hell, I don't care if you've been through so much in life, and I don't care if you haven't really faced much in life. You have something to share with the world. And yes, the speaking industry is flooded with speakers. Yes, the industry is a challenge to get into and be successful in. But what I truly believe is that every speaker has a voice that is connected to a group of people. And when you release that power and that passion in your speaking, you're impacting lives. You're helping people to realize that there may have been someone who's waiting to hear your voice, is ready to take their life today. There's someone who's waiting to hear your voice that's saying, I cannot go any longer. I have to leave my kids and family. There's many people who are saying, it's not working out. I'm going to give up on my goal and dream. I'm just going to do knew what the status quo is, and I'm not going to venture out because I don't think I have the courage. I don't think I have the faith. I don't think I have the capability to do so. And that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. When I see someone who has so many goals and dreams, and because of fear, feeling inadequate, they rather live mediocrity. They rather live on a day-to-day without living life to the fullest. And that's what I truly believe the passion and power of a public speaker. So you may be saying to me, yes, I want to speak, but I have a big fear of public speaking. Well, my answer to that is, if you really have a passion to share your story and there's a burning desire in you, all that passion and pain will cast out all fears. Because when you realize that you're doing more damage to yourself than what your accusers or anyone who has done you wrong, and trust me, I've been there and done that. I've been betrayed by people I love. I've been persecuted. I've been ostracized. I've been abused. I've been beaten. But one thing I know is that my power will come from my mouth sharing that story. I will no longer allow my past to haunt me and keep me silent. Because I was ashamed for many years to say, how can a young woman who loves God, who's been educated by the best schools in the nation, in the world, I would like to say, go Gators and go Canes, who has been successful at the age of 24, she built a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath in the suburbs of North Carolina. She was active in her church. She was active in her community. She was politically active. She was in seminary. She was giving so much to the world. But yet, at the end, she got the short end of the stick. But yet, I realized, in sharing that story and helping others to share their story, that it's a mission that I believe God has given me. It's a quest that I'm on to help people to activate the voice within them. You know, some speakers think that you have to have been speaking for a long time in order to make an impact. I don't believe so. I believe if you've never spoken before, you can just be as impactful as the best speakers in this industry, in the world. Because one thing about a true public speaker who has a passion and desire to speak and to share a story or to share content, whether as a trainer, a facilitator, a panelist, whatever that capacity you feel like you may be in the speaking industry, you have something to give and to share. Then people tell me, you know, I don't know how to speak. I stutter. I speak slow. I have an accent. My answer to that is, think of Moses. Moses stuttered, but yet God used him in a mighty way to speak to kings and to government officials and to speak to the leaders of that time and to tell them what God had told him to say. Then you may think you're too young. Then I would go back to the Bible as well and talk about Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was a young prophet, he said, God, I'm young. How can you use me? And God refuted that response and said, I will use you, despite that you're young. And I truly believe, no matter where we come from, and the last thing, David, King David in the Bible, he did so many wrong things in the world, but yet God used him to speak. He spoke blessings over a nation that even today, despite his challenges, despite his downfall, God used him in a mighty way, and we're still talking about him today. So I believe there's nothing that stops you from public speaking but yourself. Because you have the power to say that you will speak. You have the power to say that you want to impact the world with your voice. And so I believe that as we are in the spring season, as this is a time when things come back to life, because prior to the spring season, it was winter. Trees were bare. They lost their green, luscious leaves. Flowers were dead because the blossoming of their flowers, of their leaves, were also gone. But when springtime comes, hope has come up again. When springtime comes, inspiration has come again. because what was dead has come to life. And I truly believe that is the season for you as well. Whatever you thought was not an ability to speak, whatever you thought is not a powerful story, I believe in the spring season that we are in, it will ignite you to say that I have something to say. I have life because I have another day to live on this earth. I will not allow my past, my pain, my suffering to stop me from living. Because I truly believe in living real life, and in living of living is when you can help others live, because you empower them, whether as an inspirational speaker, whether as a trainer, a facilitator, or whatever, a consultant, whatever other capacity in the public industry, public speaking industry, you're able to give your peace to the world. Because even though there are billions of people in this world, and there be maybe hundreds of thousands of people in the speaking industry, no one can do it better than you. And that's why I challenge all of you who think you have the ability to speak. You feel like you have something to share. You have a story that talks about triumph. You have a story that talks about courage. You have a story that can inspire others and motivate people to be who they were meant to be. Then I challenge you in this spring season to take advantage of the opportunity that is lying ahead of you. Now, you may be asking, what is that opportunity? That opportunity is that during the spring season, Theola Delica LLC is providing a spring promotion. Now, that spring promotion comes with some, you do have to do some work in it. It is an active process, but it's not too challenging. And the process is, first, you have to send a 10-minute video of you at a speaking engagement where you are public speaking or whatever your message is. And if you not have had the opportunity to do a public speaking engagement, then I challenge you, or I suggest you, I should say, that you stage an event. And for 10 minutes, you act like you're on stage and you share your story. And once you email me that video at info, I-N-F-O, at Theola Delica, F as in Frank, A-Y-O-L-A-D-E-L-I-C-A.com, then when you send that to me by email, I will do an assessment. I'll critique it for you and give you my feedback, good and bad. Because I truly believe that all of us, no matter if you've been speaking for a long time, we all have rooms of improvement. As I've been training through some different programs, I know I always have room for improvement. I will never truly be perfect, but I will always get better and better and better, sharpening up my skills as I practice every opportunity that I get. Then after sending that video, like I said, I will do the assessment, and I'll send it back to you, and we'll have a discussion about what I think you can do to improve. Then the second step of the promotion process is that you will have an opportunity to do a 2-month coaching program with me entitled The Art of Public Speaking. And it's a basic foundation understanding the principles of public speaking. And we'll cover various areas such as finding your speaking voice, speech structure, voice control, and moving with your body. And the reason why I think these points are so pivotal, especially in the beginning stages of speaking, or even to have an opportunity to sharpen your public speaking ability, is that the little things matter as a speaker. Whether it's how you use your hand gestures, whether it's if you pause when you speak, whether it's if you articulate your words, whether if you speak very loud or you speak very soft, or you speak very fast and people can't understand what you're saying, or you speak so slow you lose the attention of your audience. And also, as we talk about speech structure, it's important when you're opening your speech or presentation, you want to give something that's eye-catching, that's captivating, that will engage your audience and grab their attention, because you only have 30 seconds to grab the attention of your audience. So within the first 30 seconds, if you have not had a strong comment or strong opening to pull them in, then you've lost them already, even before you begin. And then with your body, It's important that you have great foundation of points to help support what you're talking about, that is cohesive, that it flows, and that it's organized. And then your conclusion. Your conclusion is opportunity to really summarize, but at the same time use different words to say what your speech or presentation was about, and to provide an opportunity where you will captivate your audience once again with an engaging comment, an engaging closing that will say, wow, that was a powerful presentation. That was a powerful speech. Because the real purpose of speaking is not necessarily to give your presentation, but it's an opportunity to leave something that they can remember from your presentation. So public speaking is not as easy as some may think it is. Sometimes it can take you hours to write a presentation, or sometimes it can take you weeks to write a presentation, depending on your audience, depending on what you're speaking about, depending on your level of experience. So there's many things to take into place when you think about when you're talking about public speaking. But it's definitely a great opportunity, because not only is the importance of being a public speaker, the importance of structuring a business as in public speaking, because public speaking is a very lucrative business. But yet you have to have systems and structure in place in order to be able to be one of those to compete for that lucrative opportunity. There's people that are getting paid millions of dollars just for not even a couple of hours, for maybe an hour of presentation. There's people who are even getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars just for a 45-minute presentation. And then, of course, there's others that are getting at the lower end of the scale. But yet, that should not be a discouraging factor, because the better you do it, the more practice you have, the more passion you have, and the more commitment you have to your public speaking career and sharpening your public speaking abilities, you possibly, too, can be the next great public speaker. So in having said that, I released my first manual, the Ultimate Speaker's Manual, the How to Preventing a Professional Speaking Business. And this manual is an A to Z of what it takes to build a public speaking business. It has forms, templates, contracts, everything that you can think of in the business aspect of it. And all these forms, contracts, and templates, well, mostly the forms and contracts, have been reviewed by an attorney. So all you would have to do is just cut and paste your business information, your business logo, and the contact information of your business for all these forms and send it to its respective party. Now, I've made it as easy as possible because I personally like to sit in front of my computer and work on paperwork. I like to draft things. I like to put things together. I have that analytical side to me. But I know a lot of people, especially some of my colleagues that I had, because they would always ask me, what should I say in this email? What should my contract look like? What should my form look like? What form should I include in my speaking contract or my media kit? And I tell them, I'm not an attorney, but these are some of the things I would suggest. And then I would have my personal attorney look at them, and then I would share that resource with them. So I really believe that there's no excuse in getting started in your speaking business. There's no excuse to taking the first step and becoming the next great public speaker. Now, as the spring promotion is for a limited time, so you truly are ready to get started, that I am ready to take you on that journey and come alongside of you and help you to get started. Learning the basic foundations of public speaking through the art of public speaking, as this is our spring promotion for only a limited time. Now, as I stated before, the instructions are you have to send me a 10-minute video of you speaking at an engagement, having a public speaking engagement, and you actually speaking for 10 minutes, or you can stage up a presentation when you're speaking for 10 minutes and sharing whatever message you are designed to share with the world. You send it to me via email at info@fayoladelica.com. I will give you my feedback through an assessment, a critique of what I thought about your presentation. And then the next step would be an opportunity to take my 2-month coaching program, The Art of Public Speaking. Originally, it's $3,997, but during this spring promotion, it's only $500. So you save $3,497. And you can call us if you like more information about this opportunity at 1-844 313-3552. Again, that number is 1-844-313-3552. If you would like more information about me, Fayola Jalika, or about my company, Fayola Jalika LLC, please do not hesitate to visit our website at FayolaJalika.com. That is F as in Frank, A-Y-O-L-A-D-E-L-I-C-A.com. And we truly look forward to helping you getting your career started as a public speaker, because you do have something to say, and people are waiting. And the longer you take to get started, the longer it will take for them to be released from their pain and suffering. So I challenge you, but take that journey and take that first step. Because after taking the first step, everything else, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but you'll build up the courage as you take each step of the way in that journey. My name is Fayola Jalika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And please remember, once again, our guest, Ms. Tabine, was not able to be here today with us on the show because she had a medical emergency, but we are rescheduling her for next Friday at 2 p.m. Enjoy this wonderful weekend and take care. Bye-bye.